Hello, everybody. It's Joe from Stop and Think News. I have a moderately long show for you. I have at least one video that's 11 minutes long that I would like to show you, but I do want to start by letting you know that there is going to be some big things coming to Stop and Think News if everything works out. I just wanted to remind you of that, so make sure you check out stopandthinknews.com right here. And see what's on there right now. I've got articles and so on. Soon you'll see a new links page. It'll go to what will be new shows that I will be offering on my platform, and they will be offering their shows on their own platform as well. So you'll have two ways to watch. My hopes are is that you'll support them in both ways if you can. But I want them to get seen. So I'm going to be sharing things into Telegram, on my Twitter, and so on regarding what they have. So it should be pretty interesting, and I'm working on a new show with me and hopefully a friend who hopefully will have time to do it, that we're going to see how that works out. I haven't really heard back. I've got a started logo for it. I've got an idea. We've got a concept, but we'll see what happens there. Anyways, I want to start with this. It's hilarious. I just... Check this out.
You have never been afraid to take on powerful men. Yeah. And billionaire Elon Musk is just no exception. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about a Twitter war? I guess it's an X war.
Yeah.
Apparently you started with him.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand that. Every time you curse, an angel does not get her drink.
Oh, my God.
And Brian has a nervous breakdown.
Hi, Brian.
Try to keep it down.
I know. 25 years I've been coming here swearing.
I know.
Sorry, man. I love starting beefs with very powerful men. That's why I'm out of work. But I can't help it. I can't help confronting them. I changed my name right before the midterm elections from Kathy Griffin to Elon Musk. And I started tweeting, "It's me, Elon. I've talked to the mothers of all my children, and now I'm firmly pro-choice." and he got so mad, and I kept tweeting as him, going, #Biden #BidenHarris, #VotePoo, no matter who. And so he took away my account, and then I started trolling him from my dead mother's account. I said, "This is the ghost of Maggie Griffin. Vote blue. Be a Democrat. Be proud." And he was livid. So his fanboys came after me, and they all said, "You're old and irrelevant, and you're a man, and you're ugly. The usual." And then I got a call from Jimmy Kimmel, and he said, "I love that you're giving it to him." So they wrote a sketch where I could play Elon, and I went on the Kimmel show the next night and played Elon. Stuck it to him again.
Well... Isn't she funny? Isn't she funny? She trolls on Twitter. Horribly, by the way. Vote blue no matter who. I've discussed that with on my show before about what a joke that is. They could literally say, "I want to round up your opponents and I want to kill them." And they'll be like, "Ooh, is it a Democrat? Yeah, okay." You know, or I'm totally going to flood your city with drugs, crime, and, you know, you're going to suffer. There's going to, you know. Let's see, blue, okay, yeah, voting that person. Like, it's the dumbest thing. Like, there are Republicans I would never in a million years vote for. Conservatives, Republicans, like I've always said, I'm not even either one of those things. I'm just more right-wing. You know what I mean? I don't really claim a party. Some people would say, "You're an independent." No, I would never vote for a Democrat because I wouldn't believe a word they say. Having said that, it's just funny to me. They'll literally destroy a country voting blue no matter who, and we've seen that, right? I mean, granted, you know, Biden stole the election, whether people want to hear that or not, but that's what they will do. So, the next video I wanted to cover, I'm not going to tell you the title because it's so funny that you've just got to see it with no, Well, you're going to end up seeing the title probably anyway, thinking about it, but whatever. Just give this a second. I mean, if you're listening on Podbean or elsewhere that doesn't have video, it'll be funny. But this is from one of my favorite channels, Don't Walk, Run Productions. Dude does a great job breaking things down and just kind of exposing them, these idiots. So this one features Karine, everybody's favorite White House press secretary who literally lies all day and all, like, to the press, and the press knows it. And but some of the press still spews those same lies because, you know, vote blue no matter who. You know, orange man bad, even though everything was better under him. But here we go. Let me get this set up for you, and I will go ahead.
This is Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary and self-proclaimed historic figure. I wish I was kidding.
This is a historic administration. I'm a historic figure, and I certainly walk in history every day.
Okay. Anyway, on March 26th, 2024, President Biden held a rally in North Carolina. And to promote the visit, Karine approached WBT Radio in Charlotte and spoke to their news director, Mark Garrison.
Hey there. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to having this conversation.
So North Carolina's a state in play for sure. Some of the latest numbers show 72% of voters here are really worried about the president's mental competence. And one poll last week said that was 46% of Democrats. How does the president overcome that?
Well, I would point everyone to the State of the Union, where the president gave an incredible speech about his vision for the American people. And he spoke for 75 minutes and laid out a powerful remarks on how he sees us moving forward with health care, lowering costs for health care, and how important that is to millions of Americans, including North Carolinians.
So the question was, how does Biden convince voters that he's mentally competent? And Karine's answer was, he gave a speech and talked about health care. Let's watch some of the highlights from that speech.
I want to provide an annual tax credit. And since I've come to office, our GDP is up, our trade deficit with China is down through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add. The last administration enacted a $2 trillion tax cut, overwhelmingly benefit the top 1%. The threat to democracy must be defended. I'd be a winner, not really.
But then Mark Garrison did what reporters and journalists aren't allowed to do, and that's ask the White House an actual tough question about Joe Biden's mental fitness.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though, they all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question.
When Karine's been asked about the president's health in the past, her response is usually one of shock.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. That is that is not a question that we should be even asking.
5 days later.
That is a credibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health.
However, that comprehensive medical report from Biden's physician famously didn't include cognitive testing or a dementia screening.
Look, the president doesn't need a cognitive test. That is not my assessment. That is the assessment of the president's doctor. That is also the assessment of the neurologist, who has also made that assessment as well.
Every single day, Democrats attempt to gaslight voters regarding Joe Biden's mental fitness. Oh, he's sharp as a tack. Never been better. But it's not working, because we see the reality.
Donald Trump said cuts to Social Security and Medicare are on the table again. When asked if he changed his position, he said, quote, there's a lot you can do in terms of cutting. Tremendous amount of things you can cut.
let me be precise. Tremendous amount of things you can do, not cut. He said, I will, and, but the bottom line is, he's still at it.
He passes a cognitive test every day.
This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been.
Yeah, we know how historic Joe Biden's actions have been. Historically high inflation, historically high gas prices, historically high border crossings, historically high mortgage rates.
This is a historic administration. I'm a historic figure.
And so I'm not even going to truly, truly, really, you know, take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting. And so we can, you know, we can move on to the next question.
And I would like to point out that she never answered the question on whether or not Biden has dementia. It's yes or no, Corrine. I hate that my taxpayer dollars go towards paying her $180,000 annual salary. Ugh! Anyway, since Corrine wasn't actually going to answer questions about Biden's mental health, Mark Garrison quickly pivoted to questions about the economy.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then. Big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle-class family, a working-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for.
So the question was, how does Biden win votes from people who are hurting economically? And Corrine's answer is, the president understands.
You have to remember, when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in the tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with.
That is a lie. Joe Biden entered office in the middle of an unprecedented strong recovery. After the initial shutdowns, hundreds of thousands, if not...
I'm going to go ahead and screenshot this for you, or well, not screenshot it, but I'm pausing the video right here so that you can take a screenshot of this if you need to. And let me move this. There you go. Go ahead and grab a screen grab of that. The job numbers by month, May 2020, is 2,619,000 jobs. June 2020, 4,615,000 jobs. July 2020, 1,585,000 jobs. August 2020, 1,534,000 jobs. September 2020, 1,046,000 jobs. October 2020, 673,000 jobs. November 2020, 268,000 jobs. December 2020, 243,000 jobs. And January 2021, 482,000 jobs. So, oh, sorry, December 2020 is negative 243,000 jobs. But you can see when Trump took office that, or when Trump was still in office, that we were adding a shit ton of jobs. November happens and confidence kind of, you know, goes down the crapper. So that's what you get. If you're on one of the podcasting like platforms, go ahead and check out my Rumble video of this. It'll be under Stop and Think News, all in one word on there. I just did it that way so it's quicker to type, people to find me. And you can see this exact same thing. But anyway, let me finish playing this. I just thought you might want to screenshot that to throw into some of these liberals' faces that you might know. Easter's coming after all, right?
Millions of jobs were being added back to the economy every month. That is not a tailspin. Corrine Jean-Pierre is a f***ing liar.
Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget, Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we see we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices.
Oh, we're in a different place, all right. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the national average price for a regular gallon of gas in late March 2023 was $3.42. In late March 2024, the price is $3.52 a gallon and rising.
Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down.
So Corrine said eggs, milk, and seafood products are down. But is that actually true? Well, let's take a look. In the past year, the price of milk is down 2.5%. The price of fish and seafood is down 3.7%. And the price of eggs is down 17%.
Those costs have gone down because of what this president has been able to do.
But here's the problem. Those prices aren't actually down. Since Joe Biden took office, the price of milk is 15.6% higher. The price of fish and seafood up 8.2%. And eggs are up a whopping 49.4%. That's almost 50% in 3 years. So during Joe Biden's first 2 years in office, the price of eggs went up 66%. And now we're supposed to be thanking Biden because the price has gone down 17% in the last year? Gee, thanks, Bidenomics! So to recap, the question was, how is Joe Biden going to win over voters who have less money in their pockets? And Corrine's answer is, Joe Biden lowered prices. Joe Biden doesn't get to claim credit for prices coming down when it was his policies that led to skyrocketing prices in the first place. People know the difference, and it's why Biden is flailing in the polls. Anyway, the radio interview gained significant attention, not just for the dementia question, but because of the way Corrine ended the interview.
And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
And she hung up.
She didn't even give Mark Garrison a chance to properly wrap up the interview or let him thank her or even say goodbye. What a b***h, right? But then the Biden administration went into damage control. White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates suggested the radio station was ginning up controversy over the seemingly abrupt hangup. As she often does when the president travels, Corrine had multiple back-to-back interviews with radio stations who were each offered 7 minutes. Once the agreed-upon time was over, she called into the next interview so everyone could get their full time. Oh, Mark Garrison's time was up. So when Corrine abruptly hung up on him, it was justified. Got it. But then, without any proof, the White House claimed this particular station chose not to air the full interview and instead artificially attached a sound effect that our phones do not make when calls end.
Their claims are spurious because you did put the entire, you know, all of the interview, the entire, all of the content online. People could see it, but for
not
your newscast, obviously,
online,
you want shorter sound.
Online
bites.
And on the air. Yeah, that's exactly right. It was very clear when she hung up that she was not happy.
So the Biden administration, that routinely lies to the American people about gas prices, jobs, inflation, the deficit, the border crisis, basically everything, wants you to take their word over not only the word of a well-respected news director, but your own eyes and ears. See you in November, Democrats. Anyway, that's it for now. Follow me on Exit Don't Walk Run, and while you're at it, subscribe to the channel. As always, thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time, if there is next time.
All right, and that's Don't Walk Run Productions. Give him a follow. I swear that's probably one of my favorite YouTube channels. Also, I should probably mention there's another YouTube channel. I've actually kind of online made friends with her to some degree. She's in my friends of the show section of stopandthinknews.com, and it's called Surviving the Fuckery, PHU, not spelled the normal way, but give her a follow as well. She just went live last night. YouTube didn't notify me again. It just happened to pop up in my scroll, even though I've got her set to, like, you know, notify me no matter what, like, immediately. They still don't do it. So, yeah. So here's another one. This channel is called The Matrix. This guy has a few channels, I think, though. But you're definitely going to want to see this one because it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Here, let me get this booted up.
Matrix and Roadshow fans, we are back with another video, and I'm pretty sure that you guys have actually seen the illegal alien TikToker out there telling other illegals to go and squat in people's homes so they can actually get rights to that property. Yeah, I did this video on Black and White Network, and I was speculating that he was an illegal alien, because why would someone that actually came into this country the right way actually act?
That's his other channel, Black and White Network. It was, I couldn't remember the name, but that's it right there. So you can check that one out too. I don't even think I follow. Yeah, I don't even subscribe to this channel, and this one popped up in my feed. I didn't even know it was him until I played it. And I was like, oh, and then I realized it was different. So this one's called The Matrix. He's got Black and White Network, and he's got a sports one too that I follow because he talks about like political end of sports. But anyway, here you go. Let's finish the video.
Advocate for people to go out there and basically steal other people's properties. I saw that and I was outraged. But right now, I actually have a smile on my face. This second time I actually shot this because I was laughing on the first cut of this video here. So I started it over because this guy has instant regret. He is, I believe, a Venezuelan illegal alien, if I'm not mistaken. Or is he from Guatemala? I guess we'll get into that. Well, he put up that video, and guess what happened, guys? He has now been nabbed by ICE. Yes, he broke the rules. Now, first things first, he came into this country illegally 2 years ago. He should have never been allowed in. But he got in, and now you missed that video, and I believe ICE didn't know where he was at first. Now they got him. And this man is facing deportation. And boy, his mugshot. And he made another video as well. He was crying, snot coming out of his nose. Absolutely hilarious, man, because he knew that the jig was up. So let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday. So we're going to be having one tomorrow. Just starts at $5 per month. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Venezuelan TikToker Leonel Moreno grimaces in his mugshot after being nabbed by ICE for crossing into U.S. illegally, then telling others how to go on social media. Yeah. So this man put up a video telling other people to go ahead and violate the law. You cannot make this up, guys. You really can't. But look here. The mugshot of the Venezuelan illegal alien who shares tips on how to live off the U.S. government on social media has been revealed. Leonel Moreno, 27, has been on the run from immigration since he crossed the border at Eagle Pass, Texas, illegally in April of 2022, ICE told DailyMail.com. ICE had lost track of Moreno until his video started telling illegals how to live off the state, going viral. They now have him listed as possibly living in Columbus, Ohio. The illegal alien's TikTok account, where he had amassed 500,000 followers, really? Was suspended after his controversial clips. A spokesman for TikTok told DailyMail.com the platform doesn't allow users to promote criminal activities. Moreno enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program, which lets illegals on parole go free while officials track them until their next court date. But he didn't show up for his court date in Miami in November of 2022. Of course not, because this man didn't have an asylum claim. He just wanted to come here illegally. And it's now listed as an absconder from the program. Look at this, guys. This is his mugshot right there. That is his mugshot. Oh, boy. That is hilarious, man. Hilarious. And look at this right here. He started catching a lot of heat. And this guy has snot in his nose. Oh, my God. Once he got busted, he knew the jig was up. I can't stop laughing, guys. Like I said, this is the second time I shot this video. Because ICE is coming for him. He knew it. That is astonishing, man. On Tuesday, Moreno posted several clips, seemingly sobbing on a newly created account as he claimed he was being persecuted and threatened after his original TikTok account was suspended on Saturday. This is what he said, quote, "I am in danger of death in the U.S. I need protection. I am being persecuted. My account has been blocked," he said, as liquid, basically snot dropped from his nose. He says, "My people, I need you to pay attention to what's happening because my family is in danger. They erased my TikTok accounts. I have received threats from powerful people. Help." In another video, he added, "My people, they have gotten what they wanted. The enemy has reached my family. Everything that's happening is because of your evilness. They want to silence me." Man, this is funny. This is funny. But you know what? He wasn't crying when he made this right here. Remember this?
"Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capiche? Y muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno."
Man, you guys get the point right there, man. You guys get the point right there. That's only 28 seconds of that video clip. This guy, man, ain't looking so good now. He's not looking so good now. This man is pathetic. He was actually trying to scam, the U.S. And now look at this here. This is the video he put up where he was crying, talking about he needs protection.
"Estoy en peligro de muerte.
I'm in danger of death in the U.S. I need protection.
Necesito protección.
I'm being persecuted in the U.S.
Me están persiguiendo.
They're chasing me.
Me han bloqueado mi cuenta. Mi cuenta parece
My TikTok account has been locked.
Abierta en Nueva York.
They're open arrest in New York. I'm not in New York.
Mi gente, necesito que estén pendientes de lo que está pasando.
Need you to pay attention to what's happening.
Porque mi familia corre peligro."
Yeah, so you see that right there, man. This is hilarious, man. This is hilarious. He goes out there telling other illegals to commit crimes. And guess what? Now he's in a world of trouble, man. You cannot make this up. That was hilarious, man. That is hilarious. Now he's been apprehended by ICE. This man should be deported. No doubt about it. He should be deported. We actually have to see if it does happen. I think that it should. It probably will. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Make sure to Roadshow fans. Let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
All right. So like I said, that was the Matrix. It's called the Matrix channel on YouTube. His other channel is the Black and White Network. That is hilarious. Now, is he going to get deported? That remains to be seen. It seems like Biden catches them in the country and then gives them the option to, you know, become citizens. And here's a guy that's literally telling people to steal other people's property and take it over for themselves. You know, some Democrats love this idea because they're all socialist communists, the ones that are left anyway. And they think this is a great idea until it happens to them. One day they'll come home, their house will have been invaded. They will be, you know, possibly the locks changed. Either way, there'll be somebody in their house that may or may not murder them. Like, didn't that just happen in New York or something? Some lady either took in a migrant and then they killed her, or they squatted her home when she was out at work or something. It just happened. I remember this. But, yeah, so that's pretty funny. The last video I want to play, this is a little longer than the first one, but it's important. So actually, I don't think it is. They have a long ending on here. This is coming from a channel called Zoe DIY. We'll get this booted up. I'm not really sure when it's from either. The video itself came out a day ago. It's about the January 6th committee and all that. So I don't know. This could be older, but I've never seen it. And I thought it would be worth your time to take a look at it too, because they do a hell of a job. You know, again, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like I said, take her or leave her. I think she does a lot of talking. She puts on a great show for Congress. As far as bills she passes, they're always like, I don't know, maybe I don't want to use the word over the top. Technically, they're pretty common sense in this country, but oh, there's the cat. I didn't even know he was in here back there on the bed. But they never seem to pass. I could be wrong, but I don't remember any bills of hers passing or legislation or anything. I'm sure she's had a few, but nothing major. But she does help expose some stuff, so that's good, I guess. I'll give her credit for that, for sure. I mean, I don't hate her or anything. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Great video. Check this one out.
Thank you, Scott. And I really appreciate you bringing up these very important details that I highly doubt we will hear anything about from the January 6th committee. You know, there's some very interesting facts that came out today, as a matter of fact, reporting on the failure of this chamber, this Capitol, to be secured. And I want to tell you something. On January 6th, I was a brand new member of Congress. And I want you to know,
How many days had you been here, Representative Green?
January 3rd was my first day on the job.
So you've been here 3 days.
That's right, three
okay.
days.
All right.
And I looked at the Capitol and thought this was the most secure building that I could possibly be in at least in this city, possibly in the country, because it's our nation's capital. And tragically, we found out it was not. And I was shocked by that. What amazes me is the overwhelming amount of evidence that the National Guard was requested to be here, and it was continuously turned down. And the biggest shocker to me is that there's three people that turned it down. It was Chuck Schumer in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi in the House, and Mayor Muriel Bowser.
If I could interject for just a moment, who's in charge of security here in the House of Representatives?
The Sergeant in Arms, and that would be Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi.
The Speaker.
The Speaker of the House is the one in charge of the House Sergeant at Arms. And the House Sergeant at Arms and the Senate Sergeant at Arms turned down the request for the National Guard to keep all of us safe from the threats that they knew existed.
Are we going to find out if they got ordered to do that by the Speaker or by the leader in the Senate?
When
are we going to find that out tonight?
No, we will not hear that from the January 6th committee that has spent millions of taxpayer dollars supposedly investigating January 6th. I doubt, highly doubt we will hear that. But I want you to know that when we take back majority, these will be the investigations that we take on. Now, I want you to know some other things that really bother me as we've spoken about the failure and absolutely purposeful refusal to protect this Capitol by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, Chuck Schumer, and Mayor Muriel Bowser. These are the failures. They did it on purpose. There's other things I don't think we'll hear about tonight, and I want to remind everyone. Number one, we still do not know who the pipe bomber is. Who is the person? There are videos everywhere. It's all over the FBI website.
Yeah, we kind of do know, and it was the government. I mean, we saw that release of video. They let little kids cross in front of it. They did all, you know, I'm looking at the screen and the guy's flipping off Madri. Look at, is he flipping her off? You can't see this on podcast, guys. Like I said, visit my Rumble to see the visual. Looks like he's flipping her off. Anyway, sorry, squirrel. But yeah, so we know that somebody walked up to the Secret Service who were outside Kamala Harris's location and told them about the bomb. It was over by a bench. And they let little kids walk past. They stood around talking. It was like it was no big deal. Then finally they did something, right? And then people started noticing it looks just like the bombs that the FBI uses to train with. So as he flips her off, we'll continue.
But we don't hear that coming out consistently from the January 6th committee. You know what else we don't hear enough about? We do not understand what is happening to the over 800 people who have been arrested and charged for the events on January 6th. We don't know what is happening to them, and there are dozens of them right here in this city wasting away in the D.C. jail, being treated like political prisoners of war. And you know what? This is before they have been convicted of anything. They are there pre-trial, and no one cares about them. No one on this January 6th committee dares to ask a question, what is happening to these people and why their due process rights are being so flagrantly and horrifically violated pre-trial. Pre-trial, they are sitting in that jail. Do you know they have begged to go to Guantanamo Bay because they think terrorists are treated better than they are treated there? But no one cares about them. These people have been arrested and charged, and they're wasting in jail. You want to know something else that we're probably not going to hear about? What about the fact that there's a man named Ray Epps? Do you know who's not in the D.C. jail? Ray Epps. Ray Epps is not in the D.C. jail. And I know because I went in the D.C. jail. I did not see him there. He also is on video over and over again telling people to go in the Capitol.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear about Ray Epps this evening.
I don't think we're going to hear about Ray Epps. I don't think so. I don't think he's on the witness list. You know who else we probably won't hear about? The man on the scaffolding, the so-called scaffolding commander that told the crowd, told them, sent them, gave them orders to go in the Capitol, storm the Capitol. I haven't heard about him being questioned. Have you?
No, I have not.
No. You want to know something else? Here's a woman we don't hear anything about, a woman named Roseanne Boylan, that was trampled in the tunnel, trampled to death. We never hear anything about this woman. She died in the tunnel of this Capitol, and I saw the video myself when I was in the D.C. jail from one of the people being held there, pre-trial, by the way, of her body being dragged across the floor, and then it was taken somewhere else. Do you know what happened when they were dragging her body away? They pulled her away from someone that was giving her CPR. She was pulled away from life-saving CPR. Why did that happen? Are we going to hear about that from the committee tonight? I doubt it. They don't care about Roseanne Boylan. Here's my major issue. We are representatives of the people of the United States of America, and all I hear from everyone in this body is all they care about is themselves. The American people are suffering from so many things happening from the decisions of this body. But the people in this body and the people on that committee don't care about Roseanne Boylan from Georgia, by the way. They don't care about her family. They don't care about justice for them. They don't care about anything else but, oh, what happened to us on January 6th? Well, what happened to the American cities in 2020 that were burned and looted and destroyed? because of BLM violence. Nothing. All that money raised on Act Blue for BLM, it went in their pockets. No one paid to rebuild those communities. Not at all. You know what else we probably won't hear about is Michael Byrd, who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt right out there. We don't hear about his reckless record of guns, which is all we've talked about all weekend here. We aren't hearing about that. Why aren't we hearing about that record? Why? Why is it he standing trial? He's not. He just gets to get away with it. Did you know, and it's on video, I bet you we won't see this video, but I've seen it and it's out there. Did you know Ashley Babbitt was trying to stop people from breaking in? That is on video. I've watched it over and over. She was trying to stop people from breaking in, and then she was shot and killed. Yes, a lot happened on January 6th, and here's my question. You know what else? And the American taxpayers pay for this. There's surveillance cameras all over this building. If we really want to know the truth about January 6th, it's real easy. All we have to do is release the video footage, and everyone can see for themselves what exactly happened. And I think the American people deserve that. While they have to watch and go through this big cinematic production tonight and carrying on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and the American people pay for it, by the way, the American people deserve to see all the video surveillance, not just the little cut and pasted pieces that the January 6th committee is going to show tonight. And most of all, I want to finish with this. There is something terrible happening in this process, and it's called defamation of character. The president, the 45th president of the United States, character is being defamed, and all of his staff and his family and all Republicans, everyone's reputation is being defamed as lies are being told about all of us and President Trump just for politics. And it makes me sick. It absolutely disgusts me. If we're supposed to represent the American people and we're supposed to do a good job and uphold this place with honor and keep its reputation good for the people we serve, then we should be truthful. But what's about to happen tonight is not going to be truthful. It's going to be a political narrative, and it's all for politics, and it is sickening. And with that, I'll yield back my time.
Well, I thank the gentlelady. And like I said, if you've ever seen reality TV, you know, it's just a couple episodes, it's not really reality. Now, I don't know how many of these you're going to go through this evening. We just have a couple minutes remaining, but I would like to recognize my good friend, the gentleman from Arizona, for about another couple minutes to conclude with some of his thoughts before we wrap up here this afternoon.
I thank the gentleman. And Madam Speaker, I'll tell you something. As I watch what this January 6th committee has done and unfolding it, and their constant attack of President Trump, Here's what I find interesting. It wasn't too very long ago that Chuck Schumer stood with a rabble attacking the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, he did.
And Chuck Schumer said, "We're going to come upon you like Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, like the whirlwind. You will know." And he made threatening comments. And guess what? Last night there was an assassination attempt. A gentleman has been arrested for attempted murder on Justice Kavanaugh. And not a peep from the president, not a peep from Nancy Pelosi, not a peep from anybody here. But you had a president who said, "Let's march peacefully up to the Capitol. Let's let them know you're here. Let's fight for our rights." And somehow that's incitement.
All right, so this video,
that is
just
not
based on
incitement.
What, sorry.
But this,
just based on what he said right there, I looked it up on my phone. That happened sometime in 2022. So this is old. This video's old, and I've never seen it, and I assume you have never seen it either. And so what this is telling me is that these people here in D.C. had knowledge, at least some knowledge, of things that we all knew long ago, as in regards to the truth about January 6th. So since this whole speech was given, all the things I mentioned had come out long after, as recent as in within the last year. like with the pipe bomber video and all that. So keep that in mind. Like, these guys kind of had knowledge of it, and there's nothing they could do because they were not in charge, which I don't necessarily think is true. But anyway, here you go. Let's finish this up.
This committee that's there, Mr. Perry, Representative Perry, they don't care about the truth. They don't care about equity. And I don't even like say that term, equity. How about equality before the law? They never, never are concerned with due process or equality before the law. This is a political sham.
All right, and that's that. And they're right. It is. It is a political sham. That whole thing was all for show, much like everything that Democrats do, all for show, and many Republicans, let's be honest. Rand Paul with Dr. Fauci makes for great C-SPAN coverage, right? That gets chopped up and put into YouTube videos and so on. But what really has happened with the knowledge? We've known about the FBI and the Secret Service being involved in this pipe bomb thing. And why would you be surprised? Something liberals ignore is something that took place in this state. They found a group of people that hated the governor and encouraged them, the FBI did, encouraged them to try to kidnap Michigan governor. Keep that in mind. It was the FBI. They were found guilty. These people in the FBI were found guilty of encouraging it, inciting it. There was no talk of it until the FBI agent showed up. So they're willing to throw these politicians under the bus and do what may happen, and just solely for the sole purpose of making Trump and the rest of us look bad. If they'd have gotten them to kidnap it, could you imagine could you imagine the field day they would have had with that story? They had a field day with it until it came out that the FBI was involved, and then they don't really talk about that anymore. It was barely even reported on the fact that one of the FBI agents got into a fist fight and arrested at a swingers club with his wife. So, anyway, guys, that's what I had for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. I will continue to, scour the internet for news and clips and videos and so on to bring to you that you may not see on a daily basis because you may not have time to see them. So I wake up, I check the news, I do all that before I go about my day. I mentally notate. Sometimes I even email these things to myself so that I can remember them for the show. I make sure to click play on them, check out what they are to some degree, and then I can find them in my YouTube history as well. So I will continue to do this as long as you continue to keep supporting me. Make sure you click like or follow wherever you're at on here. Let me know that you're watching, and I will talk to you soon. Until next time, be safe, be prepared. Just try not to be a jerk.